for some folks who are interested in getting virtual services right now, we started doing some Zoom sessions. I've been doing art sessions with individuals. Other folks have been doing just some different social things or playing games together online to kind of try to keep that rapport and camaraderie and positivity going.
The art projects that you offer there at Outside of the Box, are you realizing just how important they are now because you are having to offer them in a different way and people are responding to them differently as well?
There are definitely limitations, especially with visual arts. There are some really important, to me, there are some really important tactile elements, and there is something about sitting close together and sometimes with someone who has a physical disability and needs and wants that hand-over-hand support, you know, that's just not possible through these video sessions.
For those clients that are now at home all day with their families, have you been reaching out to the families to give them support as well?
There's a small team of administrators and program coordinators, and we are taking turns calling through different lists of our teams and families to check in, and also sending out email surveys. We've gotten outreach from parents and families who have asked, what can we do during this time to help, which is a really lovely thing to just see that community in action.
Yes, because this is a big change for your clients, but it's a big change for you on a daily basis as well. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm pretty full with my caseload of the participants that I'm working with, and I'm also blocking off some time to volunteer because that's something that feels good right now and gets me out of my home for a little bit of the week.
What are you doing?
I'm volunteering weekly with for meal delivery through the Martin Luther King Center. They have weekly signups for folks to help. Today I gave blood for the first time since the pandemic, and I'm feeling pretty good about the precautions that they're using over there. And I've also been sewing cotton masks and delivering those to folks who have asked for them.
What is the process for reopening the building and bringing everybody back together again?
I know that our executive director wants us to follow CDC guidelines, and we're really not sure exactly what that's going to look like right now. You know, potentially it could mean our groups are structured differently. Before closing, we would have groups of 8 program participants with 2 staff members for a 4-to-1 ratio at all times, but we might have to have even smaller groups than that. I'm curious to see like what changes this could have on the whole day program industry, interstate and across the country, because if people are going to be making changes about how many individuals can be served in one space at a time, then that's really probably going to impact the way that people are working together in day programs in general.
Thank you, Kate, so much for everything that you do and for sharing all of this information with us.
Of course. Thank you.